This is episode 16, How to Ignite Synergy Between Your Vision and Reality. To kick off this episode, I am going to start with a quote. It is, I am not the source, I am a channel. So how do you ignite synergy between your vision and your current reality? Instead of looking at yourself as the source, you view yourself as a channel. A channel flows, a source is stagnant. When we are in the mindset of being a source, here's what happens. We absolutely stifle the flow of energy that is needed to really, really tap into our unique brand voice. Your brand voice is what is going to cause your leads to say, wow, she shows up and does this differently than this person does. When you are a channel, you are able to be in the flow, okay? This flow is created by asking yourself, what do I envision my life looking like 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 1 year from now? And we show up with that kind of zest as if that vision has already become our reality. When we do this, our internal emotions actually begin to shift. So what we feel changes. We start to live outside of our current reality by acting daily on the life that we want to be true. I have a deep, deep history with trying to be the source of my own life. Since I can remember all the way back to high school, it was all about performance. Most of us went from high school straight into college, straight into a corporate job, and then we just did the grind, right? So I literally became a robot. I was consumed with the metrics, with doing, with feeling like I had to earn my way to being worthy. And what this actually did was it slowly but surely chipped away at the unique creative human being that God created me to be. So that kind of energy, right? When we just get things done, we just do. It's not that we don't need that energy at all. That energy is masculine energy. We need that energy to get things done. But when it becomes all that we are outputting, that's when it's harmful. That's when it stifles our feminine side and being in our feminine flow. So this feminine energy emerges right out of the channel. So in order to tap back into this, I actually had to go way, way back to my high school self before I really dove into this culture of performance. And by the way, that culture of performance has a history for me in public education as an assistant principal, reading interventionist, and teacher. This moment that I went back to in high school was actually when I was in a stage play. It was Romeo and Juliet, but I was a supporting cast member. And I really, really, really wanted to be the main character in this play. And while I was backstage, God brought to me this epiphany of, Christina, you're not meant to be on the main stage right now. You are meant to be supporting and cheering people on as they create their own stages. Your role is to help people create these stages so that they can shine bright. And when I went back to that Christina, I went, oh, that's the Christina that's in the flow. That's the Christina that creates from a place of genuinely helping others. I'm not in this rat race anymore. I get to just be, I get to be her. And so from this emerged a very beautiful energy that I have since called Mother Butterfly. Mother Butterfly, this title actually came about because when I was pregnant with my daughter, Hartley, I would always have butterflies fluttering around my tummy before she was born. And one even landed on my tummy during my pregnancy with her. Fast forward to January of 2023. I want to give a trigger warning here for pregnancy loss before I make this next statement. I lost our baby boy at 13 weeks. What was interesting was I had butterflies that would fly around me, but they would never actually land on my uterus. They never landed on my tummy. Now I am pregnant again with a little girl. Praise God. I am currently at this moment in time, 18 weeks and due in September. Every single time that I have been out on a walk, butterflies have crossed my path. Butterflies have crossed my path, affirming me that there is life. I found it so interesting that with the pregnancy I lost, the butterflies were surrounding me, right? They were surrounding me and reminding me of this life, but the life was never affirmed in the way that I wanted it to be. So this is where the title Mother Butterfly came about. And then I started thinking about the whole reason that I quit my assistant principal job was to step into my role as a mother fully, to be able to be present, to work in the pockets of my day, to have the kind of time freedom where I wasn't worried about would we have enough money to do XYZ? Would I have enough money to put my daughter in swim lessons, or dance lessons, right? That's true time freedom that comes from not being worried about will I have enough money, which is also financial freedom. So once I began to tap into this high school experience, and often it's in past versions of ourselves that we can really say that person right there was a moment in my life that really represented who I want to be. When I became a mother, when I chose to quit my job and be present, that was another moment where I was fully who I wanted to be. So we create this synergy between our vision and our current reality when we are fully who we want to be. It's not just, oh, these are the circumstances that I'll be in. This is the house that I have. This is the car that I'll drive. It's so much deeper than that. It's about, do we feel like we are living in our purpose of who we're called to be? Or is there some inauthenticity that is not in alignment with our values? So Mother Butterfly, really this person that I wanted to be, that I was, that I have been at different points in time, that I am as a mother right now, continued to speak to me. And I started to pull out these different things that I hadn't been acting on. So I started to take permissionless action. I started to have a deep self-love for me that was absent, right, from the source. It was just me being that channel and letting God, who God created me to be, flow without the pressure on myself to perform, without feeling like I had to earn love. And this is what unlocked the vision. This is what allowed for my current reality to become my vision. And I realized, oh, this isn't about the things I'm going to have, the vacations I'm going to be taking. This is about who I am as a person. And when you're so in sync with that, there is no way that people aren't going to want to buy from you. You are magnetizing, you are a sales magnet because who you are is now represented authentically in what you're saying and doing. So much of what we see on social media, people are regurgitating, they are copying. We don't see anything about who they are. And so you've got to tap into who you are that is different than anyone else. And when you do that, there's going to be a synergy, and your vision and your current reality will become one.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.